The U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Penny Pritzker, is in Albany today for a portable national listening tour. She's hearing the views and opinions of both the private and public sector and higher education on how to strengthen the economy and create jobs. This afternoon, Secretary Pritzker will be in Wallingford, Connecticut. This morning, she was in Albany and made a stop at Semitech and the College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering at the University at Albany. And she has taken time out from her busy day to join us today on Midday Magazine. Secretary Pritzker, thank you for joining us today on WAMC.
Thank you, Brian. Happy to be here.
Thank you very much. We've heard for some time now that the U.S. is not producing enough homegrown engineers and the others capable of filling the high technology and advanced science positions that will be needed. Are you hearing that on this tour?
Well, what I'm hearing is there's great demand for young people and people who are interested in going into our science, technology, engineering, and manufacturing jobs. I'm here today at Semitech and CSNE, and what I'm seeing is, I was listening to leaders from IBM, from TSMC, from Tel, from a number of your companies, Edwards Vacuum and others, and they are very interested in seeing the high schools, the community colleges, and the universities training young people to come into advanced manufacturing. It's a terrific career. It's a great opportunity for someone to position themselves for a very long runway in a terrific set of industries.
I have heard, I'm not sure if this is true, that we do attract a lot of foreign students. The PhD students in engineering and the sciences come from India and China. They earn their PhDs, their degrees here. Some stay, but some go home. Is that what you're hearing? We're not getting enough of the homegrown engineers?
Well, you know, the immigration bill that's being proposed and that passed the Senate that the president supports has a terrific opportunity for students who come and are educated in STEM fields to stay. So that's a great opportunity to retain people who are being trained in our universities. But I'll tell you another interesting story. I met with a group of girls this morning from Girls Inc. They are high school students, young high school students, all girls, working here at this facility for 4 weeks during the summer. They're not employed, but they're doing a program here for 4 weeks, being introduced to what a STEM career could be. And they're each inventing new products as a group. They are in groups of four. They invent new products, and then they're developing plans to bring their products to market. It's a great way for young people to understand what could a career look like, how could it be fun, how interesting it is. So there's just many ways that we can attract people into these fields, but there's just great need and demand by our industry.
One of the goals of your listening tour is to bring the public and private sectors together to work together on these problems and these issues. What are the barriers, either real or imagined, that can prevent the private and public sectors from coming together?
Well, you know, one of the most important things is trust, right? We have to come together and all work collectively towards a common good. And what's been fascinating about what I've seen this morning here at CSNE is you've got companies that compete head-to-head, working together to do research, foundational research that's necessary before you develop a product, side-by-side with university professors and others. And that's the kind of opportunity to develop a collaboration, and funded partially by the state, and there's federal funding as well. So it's that kind of common vision, trust, and collaboration that's necessary in order for us to develop products that will keep the United States globally competitive through the 21st century.
So far, we've been talking about the high-tech fields, like you've been watching today at Semitech and at the Nano College Center. I think some Americans believe we just don't make anything here anymore. Our manufacturing sector is just forgotten and it's long gone. What about blue-collar manufacturing, for lack of a better term? Does that have a future in this country?
Absolutely. We make all kinds of things. You know, we have major equipment manufacturers all over the country, whether it's Boeing or Caterpillar or Union Tank Car or others, that make all kinds of products and that are absolutely necessary to be used in our everyday life. And so it's, you know, manufacturing sector is growing, as is the services sector. So, you know, one of the things that we at the Commerce Department are promoting, the development of advanced manufacturing, because that is an opportunity where we see enormous growth potential for the United States. And that's something we're focusing on. That's where we should play a role, is in the leading edge.
Here in New York, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has made a point of reducing red tape and regulation, making it easier for businesses to come to the state and to stay in the state. Some question whether you should remove too much of that regulation. So what's that balance? How do you strike the balance between regulation and job creation and, let's say, protecting the environment?
Well, I think you're exactly right. The right word is balance, and no one wants to take it too far in any one direction so that you either expose people or communities to too great a risk, and at the other hand, we want to make sure we create an environment that nurtures companies to grow so that we have job creation. So it requires a balance, and obviously any regulation is specific to what it's regulating, and obviously the environment being another side, we have a moral responsibility to future generations in America that we leave our ecosystem, our ecosystems healthy for the long term.
What are the different concerns you're hearing in the different parts of the country? You began this listening tour in Colorado. Today you're here in New York. You'll be going to Connecticut later in the day. Do they vary from region to region?
Well, you know what I hear is, first of all, I hear something very optimistic, which is there are lots of new businesses being formed, and people are optimistic about their ability to grow a business within the United States. They are seeing, though, that they want to be able to export their products, so there's an interest in our trade agreements. There's an interest that we actually do create those opportunities for both small, medium, and large companies. It's not just large companies. The other thing that I'm hearing consistently is a subject you brought up, which is workforce development. We need, and that's a very local and regional issue, one that I've been involved in for quite some time, long before I came into this position. And it's something that I'm hearing is we need to do more, we need to do more, and we need good examples of what's working. And that's something that we can do to highlight. And I know the president absolutely supports that.
When you're done with this listening tour, do you make these recommendations? Are you going to hand a report to the president?
You know, each week after I do my visits, I send a memo to the president. So he's learning as I'm learning.
Thank you very much for joining us, the U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Penny Pritzker, on Midday Magazine. Madam Secretary, thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Bye-bye.